I needed to wake up and learn from the men around me, from the few senior women who had made it to the top, and from the research available, how to claim my rightful place in the corporate world. And I did. I stepped into my power and made the changes that I'm going to outline to you in the following pages. I was offered a role running a global respiratory health business, which included the launch of an allergy medicine that was the company's biggest ever consumer launch. I have now lived and worked in 6 countries: Canada, the UK, Cyprus, Dubai, Malaysia, and the US. I achieved all of this with a family that moved with me, and I learned a lot on the journey. I now teach and coach women on my unwritten rules of women's leadership. My curriculum covers all the aspects of a corporate career that women often struggle with, and the obstacles that they may meet or unwittingly put in their own way. All career journeys have accelerators and decelerators. Toxic cultures, discrimination, and unconscious bias are all real and require systemic change. I believe that change will come from outside pressure. Equal pay reporting is a good example of this, as well as from within. The best way to get more women into senior leadership is to get more women into senior leadership. This book isn't about fixing women. Women don't need to be fixed. My work focuses on how we can maximize the accelerators in our career and navigate the decelerators and obstacles and ultimately succeed. We all have opportunities to lift others as we rise and to create sisterhood and support for others behind us. It's vitally important to have women in leadership roles, not only to promote the principles of diversity and equality, but in order for individual women to be able to fulfill their potential. It's a fact that businesses with women on the board and in senior roles perform better than businesses that don't. New research shows that over the past 2 decades, in the 2 years after a new CEO appointment, the stock price for those companies that appointed female CEOs outperformed those that appointed men by an average of 20%. 2020 has been a year of unprecedented change and hardship for many. And yet those of us knowledge workers who can work remotely have been fortunate to still be able to work. As we both move through the public health challenges and into the economic trials ahead, I see advantages and disadvantages for women. The shift to greater flexibility around remote working and the decrease in travel are long overdue and will benefit us all. However, the closure of schools and daycare centres has highlighted how important childcare is in the ability of single parents and dual career couples to work, and I see that their closure has placed a huge additional burden on all of us, but especially women. We know that the data shows that women are disproportionately affected in economic downturn and periods of